Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Lee.
Oh, hi there. Welcome along to the podcast.
Is that that's a strange voice you're putting on there.
You know there's 1,500 people that download this?
Really?
Are you serious?
So, yeah, I was asking about the figures the other day and I said, how many people download the podcast?
Like every week.
Every day.
Every day.
1,500 people listen to us talking shit on the podcast.
I love their style. They've got great taste. They're lovely people.
No, they don't.
I feel like we're probably related to most of them.
No. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Mother Jude probably gets on every device in their house. Yeah.
Most of Dublin is on
most
there as
Dublin
well.
Most of Dublin are on there. That is a fact.
Yeah, because your mum listens, doesn't she?
She listens every day.
Yeah.
All my mates. To the podcast or to the actual show?
She listens to the show sometimes.
Right, right.
Yeah, but if she can't get it, onto the podcast.
Because it's quite late in the evening in Ireland when they listen.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you'd be sitting up watching a bit of TV.
Got the radio on too?
Yeah, you know, maxing and relaxing. What else are you going to do?
Do you have a tester? Because you know, like sometimes parents are like, oh, sweetie, I listen to you every day. I'm your number one fan. If you like tested and went, Mum, on Tuesday, remember when I was talking about this?
I don't need to test her because what happens is while we're doing the show, I'll get a text message from my mum saying, you shouldn't have said that.
Oh, really?
Does she really?
Or you know, next time, maybe try this.
Oh, mum's,
yeah, everyone's
mum's
a
giving
critic.
You content advice.
Everyone's a critic.
She does it in a nice way, I gotta say. Aww. I've always been a mama's boy.
Yeah.
You know, so
you got that written all over you too.
I know.
Softy.
Does she send
back your clean undies express post? Or
she does. I send them once a week. I say, can you make sure that they're ironed?
Yeah, please. Otherwise, I'm not wearing them, mummy.
That's an odd thing, you know. People do get their underwear ironed. Oh. I would never. Like, I've shat my pants. So why would I let somebody iron my pants?
Well, my mother-in-law, nearly, she, well, you usually do wash them first. You don't shit them and then iron them.
Yeah. Imagine if you shat them and then, oh, just iron that bastard.
Imagine the smell.
You're just creasing it in there. Oh, it's extremely wet this time.
Imagine if you had diarrhea too.
Oh, man.
Well, at least the iron can get it. You can give it a squirt. There's water at the iron.
I think Australia would have already given it a squirt out of his drum.
Your squirty bum. Hey, you know what? We should have put this in the show. How did this bit not make the show?
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah, exactly right. We might not be back tomorrow, but enjoy the show that we did.
Hey, how'd you go yesterday? Birthday party, Jade.
Oh,
Massive birthday extravaganza.
I know. Big celebrations for Lulu, the 7-year-old. We ended up going to the bolo for dinner, Jamboree Bolo.
Yeah.
And it just was going to be us, but then, you know, the rest of the Papish family caught wind of it. So they all jumped on the bandwagon and we sat out the back area and had our tables of 10. I got told a couple of times to sit down.
Oh, you were roaming around.
Yeah, well, because I like to chat to everyone. Like, I want to be. I don't want to miss any conversation.
You're a politician, mate.
Yeah, and,
you're rubbing
and so
shoulders.
Like a couple of times, the young guy, he was only like 18,
oh, God.
Had to come out and go, "Excuse me, can you sit down again, please?" I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I will. I'll sit down." So on the third time, I think he kind of just gave up and went, "She's got ants in her pants." But look, I wasn't the only one causing havoc. FYI.
All right.
So Mama Jude was a bit excited and she goes, oh, I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to get a bottle of champagne. Only $12 at the bowling club. So
beautiful.
Buy a bottle. Why wouldn't you? It'd be rude not to. My hubby got in first though and thought, I'll buy a bottle for your mum. And then when she gets here, she can tuck straight in. She didn't see that and she went and bought her own bottle.
Oh,
so Mama Jude had two bottles to her name last night. She had them both
lucky
sitting in front
lady.
Of her.
All right.
So, it was 3/4 on the way through the first bottle that I thought, Mama Jude's a little bit chirpy.
Oh, all right.
And then she started scanning the bowling club, checking out what was available. Mama Jude was ready for a party.
Oh, was
last
she?
Night.
Okay, she was.
And just before 8, I said, we've got to go home. I need to put myself to bed. I've got to get up at 4. The girls are turning feral. They've eaten all these lollies and junk. We've got to go home. Mama Jude's like, okay. So she ended up taking the rest of the champagne out with her in her basket.
Oh, I love it. No, all right, okay. Waste not one night. Well, no, put it in the bag.
That's
I love
right.
it.
She spent a good $12 on that bottle. It's coming home.
Too right.
That's
too right.
Mama Jude left with a bottle of wine and we got home and I'm like, okay, guys, I'm off to bed, clean my teeth, see you later. And I sleep downstairs and upstairs is Mama Jude's room. So she clomped up the stairs with half a bottle of champagne, thank you very much, and a glass and a bit of ice. And she's in a room and then all of a sudden I heard the music go on, turned full hilt. She started dancing all over the floor.
Yes.
And this is what she was cranking.
Hang on. I didn't realise that it was that one you buffed. So she was cranking this one. Oh, how nice.
Oh, she my stuff.
Yes.
She was not. I do not believe you.
She put on the sleeve. Like, because Milko, my husband, even came in and goes, sweetie, can you hear what your mum's got on? I'm like, what? And all I can hear is noise and her clod hopping on the roof. And he's like, she's got Damo on. The Roy Orbison special.
I can't believe it.
How good, mate.
We've got Mama Jude likes to party. She likes to party with the Leafs.
Yeah, you've got pissed old ducks all across the Illawarra loving you.
So, Damien, you're the guy she ended up with last night.
Oh, lucky lady. I gave her a night to remember. A night of her life.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, what about bribing, guys, when it comes to kids? What do you think about it? Are you guys into the whole bribing of kids?
Well, pre-kids, no. I was never bribing my children. As soon as Alani reached the age of reason, about 2.5... I've been bribing ever since.
Sometimes it's the only way to get them to do things.
Most times it's the only way to get them to do things.
All right, I arrived home yesterday. As you know, I've just moved into the Illawarra. We've boxes all over our house.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Everywhere. That's coming out of the closets. Anyway, got home from the radio yesterday. The boxes were all still there. I thought a lot of it would be unpacked.
You kept saying, oh, I hope I get home. Everyone would have unpacked the house. I can go and have a little nana nap.
Well, it turns out they hadn't. So then I played the old poor dad card. I turned around to the kids and went, oh, I'm so tired, guys. I got up so early in the morning and, oh, you know what? Can you... You know, it would mean the world to me.
Does that work in your household with your kids?
It would mean the world to me if you guys unpacked all the boxes while I have a nap.
So they did it.
Well, I said, look, they had friends coming down from Scone. I said, I tell you what, your friends, they can stay over. They can stay the night if you get through all the boxes. So I went up, had a nap. I heard some noise down below. I knew things were happening.
Okay.
Two hours later, I get up. I'm excited. I walk down the stairs. Boxes are all still there.
Oh, no.
So they did nothing.
I said, get to work. No more bribing. Get to work. So anyway, I bribed them a little bit more for food, lollies, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, to get fed.
They went hell for leather. They were pushing things into cupboards left, right and centre. Now, granted, I did go up to some of the cupboards. Things started to roll out on top of me. But I said, don't worry, guys. Nana and Grandad are coming today to fix it all up. We are home free.
Yes. Always relying on the in-laws and now Damien Lee.
What do you do to bribe them?
Nothing. Love.
Wave FM's Jaden Strainey. Now with Damien Lee. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Does anyone want a free billiards table? My cousin's got one.
Is that still there? The billiards there. Table.
Can't get rid of it.
Although somebody did say on Facebook.
Did they?
We'll take it.
Oh, well, it's going free to whoever wants to come and pick it up.
So this is the billiards table. Okay, you mentioned this a while back that they got this house and it came with a billiards table.
Yeah, and they were thinking, oh, that's nice. Once they moved in, they're like, we don't really need it. We want to turn that into a rumpus room for the kids. They thought they'd get rid of it, put it up on buy, swap and sell, free to a good home. Nah.
But the thing is, they're hard to move. Well, they're massive.
Yeah, they rang a company and they said, oh, we'll move it for you for $1,800.
$1,800?
It's going to cost them $1,800 to get rid of it, something that came with the house.
Well, see, that's it. You inherit things when you move into other houses.
I know. And so it was part of their contract that they accepted this billiard table or billiards table or whatever it's called.
Billiards.
Snooker table, pool table.
Yeah.
But I'm sure like they're not the only ones that like come into a house and then inherit.
We've just moved into your house.
Well, we've just moved into our house. Kiki turned around and said she's after finding some stilettos in the house.
What?
Yes, yeah, stilettos in the garden.
Do they fit anyone?
Stilettos in the garden.
That's
Man,
random.
She was all over the place, that chick.
That was a big guy.
That is red.
Stilettos are in the garden. What would they be even doing there? Who knows?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Kiki's finding lots of things. You know, there was obviously previous people who've lived there had dogs, so there's like toys that have been chewed to oblivion. Wow. And there's just random things lying around. You kind of go, what's that doing there?
I remember when we moved to a place in Mount Ousley, it was a rental property, and after the first day we moved in there, we could hear this scratching at the back door, and then we heard this, meh. Nah.
Oh, no, don't let it in.
What the hell was that?
It was that was my really bad impression of a peacock. His name was Omar.
That was a peacock.
I thought it could have been really a sheep or a goat.
So it's a peacock sheep donkey.
I don't know. I need to get a peacock sound effect. But his name was Omar, and he came with the rental property. He lived there. He turned up 6 years before, and he never left, and so he was part of the property. So you had to make sure you had the doors locked. Otherwise, he knew how to open the back door and get into the house and
you've
poo everywhere.
You've got a peacock with your house.
So we inherited a peacock.
That's extraordinary. Wow, that really is incredible.
I've never.
I don't know how peacocks sound. I can't recreate it. It was just an annoying sound.
Yeah. Just keep talking. Yeah, is that
something
what you
like
think?
That.
No. You reckon it was like that?
A bit more like.
Actually, yeah, that. Yeah, that's
actually,
Emma.
You were pretty close.
What about the sheep?
There was a bit of a
I think I went through all the farmyard animals before I said
the point about this Illawarra at 11 past 7, we want to find out, what did you inherit with your house? People always leave stuff behind.
Yes.
What did you inherit with the house that you're in?
Jenny Pierce from Carmel, what did you inherit?
I didn't inherit it. My ex did. He bought a house and there was the old hot water service still in the roof.
In the roof.
Yeah. It was an old miner's cottage. So their hot water used to be in the roof with big round bats with copper and.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And actually, they're hard to get rid of as well. There's a lot involved in getting rid of those things.
That would have been bloody awful to get rid of and would cost a fortune as well. Let's take more of your calls. 42751-965.
Sharon in Brownsville, what did you inherit with the house?
I inherited all my old childhood stuff that I didn't want to take with me when I moved out.
They left it there just as a sweet little surprise for you when you came back.
Yeah, well, I bought my mum's house and there was a bit of a week and a half changeover because their property was delayed. And then I kind of said to my mum a couple of weeks later, you forgot some boxes. And she said, did I?
Oh, did I really?
Oh, revenge. Best served cold, even 20 years later.
Elaine and Dapto, what about you? What did you inherit?
Yeah, we bought a property out of Goulburn, and on the property was a horse. And we decided when we bought the property that, to save him having the horse put down, that we would inherit that as well with the property.
I reckon a horse is a great one to get. Although they're expensive, aren't they? The upkeep of a horse is full on.
What did you call the horse?
His name was Max.
Oh, his name was Max, so you just kept his name.
Yeah.
Well, that would make really sense.
You can't really go, sorry, mate, we own you now. New name.
Here, no longer Max. Here, no longer Max.
Here, no longer Max.
I don't know if that would be the new...
It wouldn't work, no?
Yeah. There are some strange things that people have inherited, and you can read them all on our Facey page.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Leith.
Computer stuffed up. Not stuffed up, Oz. You know when sometimes you've got a lot of stuff on your computer and it's running slow?
Oh, it's so annoying.
What have you been looking up that's been downloaded onto your computer?
Porn.
Oh, okay.
Suppose.
As you were.
I guess.
As you were.
That's the only thing. So
he's an honest fella. He just says it how it is.
I was getting all these emails from people saying, you know, you need to check your diagnostics and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, how do you know in the first place? How do you know that my computer's running slow? So anyway, I got onto Apple and I said, listen, got a bit of a drama, mate. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
He was a lovely guy. He had a little Hawaiian accent. Hey, how are you, sir? Wonderful to talk to you right now. I said, where are you? And he said, I'm in the US. I'm in California. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, fair enough. You're lying, that's cool.
It's not often that you get sent to that country, is it?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, something new, something novel?
I know you're lying, but it's a good accent anyway. And so he went through the process, and this is how you fix up your computer.
Mm.
So the Mac was all done, and I said, mate, you've been awesome. Thanks for that. And he said, I'm just trying to help you. We're all living in these COVID times, just trying to help you. This is the way you run your diagnostics on your computer to help clear space without getting charged a bunch of money. Apple are always here to help you.
Oh, nice.
Good on you, man.
So that's good. So he's giving you the tools to fix it in future by yourself.
And that's what he did. He said, now, can you run me through? Because we did that screen sharing thing. He said, can you run me through how you do it again? Close all of the things up. He said, now you tell me how you would do this again. I went, okay, I'll go here, go here, go here, go here, go here. He went, Adam, you've done a great job. Do me a favour. Could you lean forward and put your hand on the monitor? So I did. Yeah. I leant forward and just, you know, when you someone says, "Oh, just do that."
Put your hand on the monitor.
I just put my hand on the monitor, it's and he
kind
went.
Kind of reminiscent of that scene out of Armageddon with Liv Tyler.
Yeah, kinda. When
Bruce Willis dies.
Kind of Titanic. Didn't end the same way for me though.
No, didn't it? No.
Because I put my hand up there and he went, "That's a virtual high five for you. Well done today."
He did not.
His exact words. "That's a virtual high five for you. You've done well today."
I instantly went, man,
I want to hug you now, man.
You need to send him a virtual hug. Indeed. How do you do that?
I don't know.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
Oh, because I want to visit that guy in fake America.
Exactly.
That sounds awesome.
Inerfta, I think he said his name was. And I was like, that's why I know you're not in Hawaii, mate.
Inerfta?
Yeah, Inerfta.
Oh, gee.
Apple Inerfta speaking. I'm like, you're not in America.
I wonder if part of the job description is you have to have an American accent
they
or at
do.
Least fake it.
Every time you
I
hear
think
someone.
They have to.
Hey, yeah, how are you? Thanks for calling Apple.
You feel like you can trust them more if they're not American.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know? How's the weather in America right now? Yeah, it's fine. No, that's a lie because in the Philippines right now, it is bucketing down.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Leith.